This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
Who's been arrested?
I love many members of my staff. In fact, all the members of my staff. Do I love more than I do others? Than I do, you know, some more than others? Absolutely.
Who's back in rehab?
Did you only make a mistake when people were recording you?
No.
And who's hitting who?
Is it a romantic relationship? Is that romantic relationship still ongoing?
What do you mean a romantic relationship?
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Smooth. That was one of 50 governors in America, by the way. It was smooth.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call right now, 815-9200. Visit them online, MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. I mean, where Tony Finau is right now in these weeds, thank God there's no snakes in Ireland.
Are there not snakes? That's right. There aren't snakes in Ireland, right?
I mean, would you feel
thank
comfortable?
Thank you to who?
The Pied Piper.
Oh, St. Patrick.
Oh, St. Patrick.
So, St. Pete.
Would you feel comfortable if you were somewhere in Alabama in those weeds right now?
Negative, friend. Yeah.
He played the Kenny G and got them all out of there, right?
That was the Pied Piper.
Oh.
How did St. Patrick get them out? How did he get all the snakes out?
I think it was...
he played the ukulele.
Roundup. Back before they found out it was cancerous.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy said he's coming back to stand up. 58-year-old comedian opened up about his career in a Netflix clip of Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, released on Thursday. Quote, you know that you not doing stand-up drives people crazy. You know that, right? Seinfeld asked Murphy. Murphy said he'd heard that before and mentioned that late comedian Don Rickles urged him to return to the stage before his death. I'm going to do it again. Everything just has to be right. You have to get up there and start working out. And I've still got to get to the comedy club. He was one of the best back in the day.
Is
in the 80s.
Is he going to start him?
You know, after Richard Pryor, would you say there was a better comedian in the 80s than Eddie Murphy?
No, Eddie Murphy was great. I mean, to me, it's Richard Pryor.
Carrot Top.
And Eddie Murphy.
And Gallagher.
Gallagher. I always liked the guy that had the puppets. What was his name?
There's been a couple of them.
No, but there was the most famous one. Oh, God, what was his name?
Jeff Dunham?
Yeah, Jeff Dunham. Yeah. I always thought he was funny.
Yeah, no, it was Pryor. Eddie Murphy and then that Miss Maisel girl on Netflix. She's
I know funny. Rocky was a big Foxworthy guy. Can you give us a Foxworthy for Friday?
He's hosting the show now, though. If you still rocking that stash.
Date My Friend app, or Date My Friend actually, .ppt, takes wingmanship to a whole new level by letting the best friends of potential suitors pitch their pals' attributes to a crowd at a bar via PowerPoint.
Starting where you were going, PPP, PPT. I didn't know where we were going with this to start with.
Now, presenters have just 3 minutes to explain why their friend who's sitting beside them would make a great date.
Hmm.
Boy, if I'm at a bar, I don't want to see this.
No, I really don't either.
Next. Oh, I accept what?
You don't seem like a great date.
Do not want to see that.
I thought you were about to go into a song, PPT, you know me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Officials in West Palm Beach, I like this, are hoping a continuous loop of baby shark played throughout the night are going to keep homeless people from sleeping in the city park. That would run me off. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that song more than any of you. It gets stuck in your head. It is an earworm, Rockstar. Rockstar's heard it,
They're saying
right?
There's two songs, The Loop of Baby Shark and Raining Tacos, which I've never heard. I do like tacos. It was temporary fix to keep homeless people off the patio in local parks in West Palm Beach.
Is that set to Rainy Men, Rainy Tacos?
It doesn't
change
quite
a classic like that.
Boy, I just saw where Burger King's breaking in the taco business. You guys see that?
I have seen that, yes.
It's kind of a weird.
Dunaway, you mentioned Gerardo Parra earlier, the Washington National that has loosened up the clubhouse. His walk-up song is currently Baby Shark.
Oh, I know. I've watched a couple of games, and yeah, they go crazy for that.
They do. I mean, the crowd goes nuts when it comes up.
Do you have any raining taco back there?
It's raining.
Okay, here's the question. Is tacos. It possible to drink 33 beers in an evening? I know the answer to this.
Well, I think I've you've seen somebody do it,
I've
right?
seen it done. Yeah. Football Saturday.
Well, I've seen... Well, Football Saturday is different. I mean, I think a lot of people can drink 33 beers on a Football Saturday, but...
That seems excessive.
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of people that can do that.
But I do think there's a good amount of our listeners that can do it. I would say 5% of our listeners probably can do 33
if
beers.
If you've ever drank 33 beers on a Football Saturday, hit us on Jock's Roundtable.
No need to ask why.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new bench and another bar.
I mean, it is catchy.
Yeah. It's like Baby Shark meets Rainy Men.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the 33 beers in an evening. I did see one of our friends did 29. It was on a bet, and it was within a four-hour window. So it was done during an evening. But according to sheriff's deputies, this one guy drank 33 beers in a night, started to use foul language, and tried to fight all the deputies outside of the Body Talk Sports Bar on South US 1.
What sports bar we go? Where are we watching the game?
Old Body Talk. Old BTs.
Now they go have the Iron Bowl on at Body Talk. Yep.
Deputies told, this was at 11:40 p.m., July 8th. They went to the adult entertainment establishment after a report of a man passed out in the parking lot.
Not exactly a sports bar, Rockstar.
Investigators found a woman rubbing the back of the unconscious man.
How come your body's not talking?
Which pocket is your wallet, sir?
Now, instead of just laying there and he's sleeping it off, he jumps up and says, quote, "Oh, you want to bleeping fight? Let's go then." Deputies then told him, "Hey, look, we're trying to help you." That's when he put up his fist and said, "Let's go again." That's when they took him to custody.
Your body's doing a little too much talking, buddy.
They ended up having to take him to the hospital where they say he threw up 33 beers throughout the night.
Could you imagine if Body Talk were one of our sponsors?
SEC Media Days being brought to you by Body Talk.
Now, I'm still a big fan of Tupac Shakur. Now, according to this news story, Jerry Foxhoven, his love for Tupac was taken to another level. He took up the position of the director of the Iowa Department of Human Services in 2017. He proceeded to distribute emails to coworkers praising Tupac's music. According to the documents uncovered by the AP, the 66-year-old employee sent at least 350 pages worth of fan material. Not only that, but Foxhaven also celebrated holidays and special occasions with Tupac-themed treats and messages. I love this one. For Valentine's Day, he sent out an email to everyone quoting an appropriately sweet Tupac lyric from Dear Mama, which read, "There's no way I could pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated."
That's poetry.
He's just a guy on a mission for them greens, LT.
Now, for his own birthday, the government worker brought in boxes of Tupac cookies that had Thug Life on them.
Wow. Hardcore fan.
I love it. Unfortunately, after he sent an email to over 4,000 employees celebrating Father's Day and Tupac's birthday, that's when he was fired. Really sad.
Mm.
Got some humble brags for you guys to end this Friday Trash edition on.
Hate to see that guy stepping out on the scene there.
Oh, Jim.
Give me another one.
Let me find one.
Let me refresh.
He's going to get some California love.
Well, you do know they know how to party.
Oh, God.
In the city.
Inglewood is always up to no good these days. They are.
Okay, here we go. First humble brag. That moment when people tell me that my positivity is annoying, that my interest in volunteering is annoying.
Oh, God.
That I'm so nice to the point where it's annoying. That makes zero sense to me, LOL.
I was trying to be a good human, Rockstar.
It's annoying.
LOL.
Another humble brag. My friends won't let go of the time I got drunk, did calculus, and then solved a few physics problems.
Will you guys let it go?
Yeah. I can't. It was too amazing.
33 beers divided by.
Did calculus.
Another humble brag. Anything I do or pick up, I learn really fast and master with ease.
Yeah.
Is this common / not common? Question mark. Does anyone experience this? Question mark. Is there a name for this? Question mark. For what it's worth, I feel like every human is capable of this. We can do anything we set our mind to with enough love and patience.
Love's the important
That's
one right,
right
there.
Another humble brag. I keep getting all these clothing companies asking me to be their ambassador, yeah, but it's all stuff I would literally never wear. Why can't some outdoor companies ask me instead? Question mark.
It's big outdoors when you see.
And finally, just finished speaking in three languages for various travel plans coming up. Boy, am I rusty. Am I making sense?
Oh.
Yeah. You never know which one's which.
Yeah, you don't. Was that Indonesian? I'm sorry.
That is Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated mortgage right powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online, mortgagerightradio.com.
A lot of you are jumping in here. Grant says 33 beers, wake up early, crack the first one, then pace yourself throughout a football Saturday.
Easy.
Oh, I got to pace yourself.
Yeah. He says, but in one
we
evening.
Got all, we got all day, guy.
Yeah. By the way, Elak says, Dad got stuck on the parachute ride for 3 hours as a teen. Rescue had to get them down.
No, thank you.
Bama Sly Guy got stuck on the Superman for 45 minutes, staring straight down 100 feet up.
Was it Dean Cain?
And then
I get stuck on that.
And Jess Mad says, I was at Six Flags in line for another roller coaster when the chain that pulls the ninja broke about three quarters of the way up. Over an hour later, they were still walking people down one at a time.
No, thank you.
Follow Lance Taylor on Twitter at The Lance Taylor.